Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And if you're a family history buff, or if you're just starting out in the field, then you probably know about RootsTech, the huge genealogy conference happening in Salt Lake City this year on February 8th through the 11th. And I was able to go last year, and it is so much more than just filling out pedigree charts. There are really interesting speakers, workshops, and booths that you can visit and interact with that will help you with things like photo preservation, DNA analysis, blog writing, and much, much more. Chad Schumacher is the Director of Marketing Communications at Family Search that helps to make RootsTech happen every year, and he is here with us today to talk about it.
Glad to be here. Yeah. Absolutely.
RootsTech is obviously like a mecca for people who are really into family history, and how can it help people who might not know much about that field?
You know, family history to people, right? Everyone has this image of a genealogist, right? Spending hours in the family history library, and people do. There's a lot of them.
Right? Yep.
But part of the mission of RootsTech is to really educate people on what family history means. And it means, as you were saying at the beginning, so much more than a family history library or a pedigree chart. All right. At RootsTech, you know, what we do there is to really empower and to educate people on discovering, preserving, and sharing. Those are the three words that really come to my mind. Family stories. So whether that's audio recordings, whether that's with photography, whether that's with journals, right? Anything, any medium, any kind of technology, any type of way that can allow people to preserve their stories really is family history. And family history happens in so many different places. One thing I do with my family, you know, with my siblings, I have several that live here in Utah. We get together and we sit at the kitchen table, you know, and we eat dinner. What happens eventually is that we start talking about stories from when we were young, and a lot of laughing happens. There's a lot of emotion being put into these stories. And so it's so much a part of our lives already. And RootsTech really helps people to see that they're already doing it and to recognize those moments.
And when you think about it in that way, like you said, there's family history happening in a lot of different forms around us all over. Instagram, for example, blogging.
Absolutely.
Things that a lot of us are already doing, but maybe, you know, in attending RootsTech, finding out some tips and tricks to really preserve those memories in the best way possible for posterity, that could be very useful.
Absolutely. You know, and there are over 200 classes at RootsTech for people of all skill levels, really, from the beginner to the advanced. And people will go in there learning new things and coming out inspired and educated. And you know what? What's success to us is just if someone comes out of it knowing this particular thing is family history, that, you know, taking a photo of my child on my mobile phone, and I do that every day, right? That's family history.
Yeah.
Right? And my phone uploads that photo up to my Dropbox. That's preservation, right? I share that photo. I text it to my family. That's sharing. So, I mean, it's around us. It's constantly around us. We're already doing a lot of it. We just don't really recognize it as family history.
Who, you mentioned that there's over 200 classes here for people of all different levels. Levels of involvement in family history work. Who are some of the special guests or new classes that year this year that you can tell us about?
You know, some new classes. One that really comes to my mind, you know, we have some lifestyle bloggers, but they're also entrepreneurs and artists and things, and they're designers, really, and they come from the scrapbooking industry. And, you know, they'll be teaching about what family history is, whether it's as a recipe, you know, doing social media, that's family history. You brought up Instagram. They'll be talking about that, you know, and so some, as well as at RootsTech, on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we have some really big keynotes that are coming. And people sometimes, when I say these names, they say, well, what did it have to do with family history? But they do, right? So for example, on Thursday, we have Drew and Jonathan Scott, Scott brothers, known more as the Property Brothers. They'll be there sharing some, you know, sharing some embarrassing stories and photos from when they were younger. On Friday, we have LeVar Burton, who everyone is so familiar with, right? Whether that's Star Trek or Reading Rainbow or even Roots. And really, we brought him in because of the Roots connection and that story, right? And then on Saturday, I'll admit I'm really excited about this one. We have Buddy Velastro, known as the Cake Boss,
mm-hmm.
coming in. And people may or may not know this, but really his bakery and his skills and his talents as a baker really come from his family. And, you know, his bakery, I believe it was his grandfather that started a bakery, and then he just kind of took the business, and now his entire family works.
They're all involved,
right? So that's family history, right? And so there's some really exciting things that at Roots Tech that people can come and experience. And again, it's from the beginner to the advanced, and there's always something for someone.
That sounds really exciting and interesting to see these different people who aren't necessarily connected to the LDS Church get excited about sharing their own stories. And I think family history is something that everyone is at least mildly interested in, but if they really got into it more, they'd see how powerful it can be to unite their groups of people. And a lot of people know that they should be doing family history work. We hear about it on Sundays in church lessons, but some people are just think they're uninterested or they don't have the time or the resources to really work on it. What advice would you offer those people who think that way?
Absolutely. Probably one of the reasons why people don't really engage, or at least don't see themselves engaged in family history that much, because again, they don't spend hours in a library. You know, what I would have to say is family history, I would just invite people to do it the way they can, right? However, whatever that means to them, right? I'm never going to say no one should ever feel like they have to do it one certain way. But what they should know is we have this saying, right, at Family Search called gathering in. Right? And that can mean so many things, whether it's gathering at the kitchen table, right, gathering at a family reunion, you know, gathering at some outing, gathering even in a car ride, right? Their family history can happen whenever there's a gathering. So again, so whether that's, whether that's taking a photo or taking a drive or sharing stories with your kids or sharing stories with grandchildren, sharing stories even with your siblings and friends. That's the spirit of Elijah, right? Working in people's hearts, and it gets people really excited. It doesn't take a lot of time, but also probably the bigger thing that I have to say is you're already doing it on your phone. You're doing it at home. You're doing it over the kitchen table. You're doing it as you're cooking. You're doing it as you're watching television, right? You're doing it family home evening.
Mm-hmm.
Family history is happening everywhere. Just take a little time to recognize those moments.
And to keep doing it,
To keep doing it.
And, of course, learning more tips at Roots Tech 2017.
Absolutely.
So if you want to learn more about the 2017 Roots Tech Conference, you can visit rootstech.org and register there as well. We want to thank Chad so much for being here.
Thank you.
Today.
Thank you.
And sharing those thoughts with us. We're going to close our episode with a quote from Elder M. Russell Ballard. And he said, "There is nothing more powerful than the arm of love that can be put around those who are struggling." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.